Okay. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. To see you. Good to be here this morning. Now, we are thinking about light this morning, but here's my question. What is so great about light anyway? Yeah, we keep going on about it, but why are we thinking about it? Well, there's loads of reasons that light is great, isn't there? It helps us see things. It helps us to recognize people's faces. It gives us beautiful sunny days to spend at the park or the beach with friends and family. But light is much more than that, isn't it? Light is more than just flicking a switch or having the sun shine around us, because light is all of the good things that happen in our world. Things that make our world that little bit brighter. So that might be a friend sharing their last sweet in a packet of Haribo with you. That's lovely. That's a little bit of light, a little bit of kindness. Or maybe it is somebody listening to you when you're feeling down, and you needed that. You needed that person to show you that light. Or maybe that is you helping a friend or a family member, an adult or a teacher, without them actually asking you to do that. A little bit of light. Now, light is amazing for all of these reasons, but we're at church, and we look to the Bible to see what God has to say about these things that we think about together. So that's what we're going to do now. We have one verse this morning, and it is in 2 Corinthians. It is chapter 4, verse 6. Let's read it out. Well, I will read it out. We will read it together. So for God, who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of God's glory displayed in the face of Christ. Slightly different translation, sorry about that. So what is so great about light anyway? Well, we see three things in this verse that we're going to think about this morning. And the first is that light is from God. I don't know if you saw that in the verse, but God invented light. He made it. And there was only darkness before, so he made something that just didn't exist. And this verse tells us that God said, "Let light shine." He didn't spend years studying how to make it. He didn't have a fancy laboratory or a factory where he perfected the perfect formula. But God spoke, and light existed. Light lived. Now, I need a volunteer this morning. Would anyone like to come and help me out with something? You'd like to help me out? Come on up. Should we give him a round of applause? Can I have the mic? Okay. Can you tell everyone your name?
Riley.
This is Riley. Everyone say hello to Riley. Do you want to say hello to everyone?
Hello.
Hello. Okay, so we are going to try and do something here. Riley, what is your favourite animal?
Dog.
A dog, good choice. If you'd have said cat, we might have been in trouble. Okay, so what I want you to do is try and make a dog appear with your words, okay? So you've got to really get in the zone for this, yeah? You've got to visualise the dog being there, and we're all going to count down from three, and then you're going to say, "dog," with as much energy as you can gather, and we're going to see what happens. Does that sound all right? Okay, so we're going to count down, and then Riley is going to see what he can create with his words. So, three, two, one.
Dog!
Okay, well, it didn't work that time, but I think you've got more to give, yeah? I think that was maybe like a 6 out of 10. What do you think? Yeah, so we're going to try it again, but you're going to use all of your energy now, right? You can do, you know, body, kind of throwing that out there. Really visualize it, okay? Ready? Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Dog!
Oh, it still didn't work, did it? Okay. How about we help him out? Okay, so we are all together on one. We are going to shout dog together, okay? So two, one, dog! Didn't work, did it? No. See, that was almost a little bit unfair of me, wasn't it? Because Riley here was never going to be able to do that. He was never, with his words, going to be able to say something and it appear. We can't do that, and I'm sorry, I wasn't stitching you up, but thank you for your help. You can go and sit down now. We can't do that. We are not as powerful as God. So God says, and things come into being. That is how light came to be in our world. So light is from God. The second thing that we see in this verse, what is so great about light anyway, is that light is given to us. It's given to you and to me. So when God made light, when he created it with his words, he didn't keep it for himself. He's not a greedy creator who wants to hold in all of the good things that he has made, but he wants to share it. He wants to give it to his people. I don't know if you saw that in the verse, but we read, don't we, that the light that God has made has shone into our hearts. He has given it to us as a gift. Now that's amazing, isn't it? That the Creator God, the creator of the whole universe, wants to share his perfect things with us. That's an incredible thing for us to be able to say. And so yes, that does mean that, you know, we can flick a switch and we can enjoy bright lights in a otherwise dark room because of God, because God has given us that. But it also means that we see that when we see people being nice to one another or sharing those little snippets of light in our otherwise really dark world, that too is because of God. That is something that we get to enjoy because of our Creator God. Now the Bible tells us that every good and perfect thing is a gift from above. It's a gift from God, and light is no different. Light is from God and he gives it to us. So what is so great about light anyway? Well, the third thing that we see is that it is all about Jesus. It is all because of Jesus. Now, what is so amazing is that God can share his incredible creation with us because of Jesus. Jesus himself is the very best example of light in darkness. He is the best example of that because he came and he lived a perfect life free of sin, and he died on the cross to then take away our sin, to take that on himself and receive the punishment that we deserved. Without Jesus, we don't get to know light, because he himself is light. Without Jesus, we don't get to come near to God, because we need him. We need him in that. All of the bright and wonderful things that we get to enjoy is all because of Jesus. So it's an amazing thing that this light that God has made is given to us. And it is all because of Jesus. Now, I don't know what you guys have got on this week. Kids, I'd imagine that you'll be going back to school. Adults, back to work. Whatever is facing you in this week, let's all try as a church to show God's light, even in the smallest of ways. That might be being really nice to somebody that actually you find it really difficult to do. Maybe that is remembering God and remembering all that Jesus has done for you when you do those things, because he's the reason that we can. So I'm going to pray and thank God. So let's do that together. Father God, we want to thank you so much for your word. Thank you that as we open it, we hear from you. We hear the words that you have given to us to understand better. Father, thank you that light is in our world, and that is all because of Jesus. Thank you that he could do what we could never do in being the perfect example of light in our otherwise dark world. So help us this week. Help us to remember that and to live with him at the center, encouraging all that we do. In his name we pray. Amen. Just quickly, those that were here at the light party yesterday hopefully will have taken one of these away. But for any children that weren't, we've got these really great books that talk a little bit more about Jesus being the light. We've got two depending on how old you are. So if you don't have one of these, please come and find me. I'll be at the door at the end. We would love for you to leave with one of these this morning to keep thinking about how amazing and bright Jesus is in our world.